tool, the charter pole. So, you should be next to what is called the charter pole. Carved from oak, of course. Not from this forest, though, but from Windsor. It's connected to a charter that was launched a few years ago for trees, woods and people. Before we start, I want to tell you something that tickled me and which is going to find its way into our time together. My granddaughter Chloe rang me last week and said she was just about to start making a forest. "You know which one it is, don't you?" she said. And I did. And if I told you that I named her mother Rosalind, then you might too. If you're someone like me who loves reading and loves stories. The Forest of Arden, where Duke Senior, banished by his brother, lives like the old Robin Hood of England, holding court, as many young gentlemen flock to him every day and fleet the time carelessly, as they did in the Golden World. As You Like It, by William Shakespeare. Chloe makes scenery and props for the theatre, you see. She's been fascinated by making things ever since I used to bring her here when she was very little, whilst her mother was still working at Centre Parks, making beds. 15 villas a shift. You weren't allowed to call them chalets. 2 double beds, 2 bunk beds, and 1 single in each. And if anyone was off sick, you'd have 30 to do. The fair used to be here, of course, until it moved when this new centre was built. And one morning, we saw them here setting it all up, and she was absolutely transfixed. And I'm sure that's where it all began, her fascination with building and making things. The beauty of the morning, I used to call it, our early forest walks, before she got a little bit older and brought her bike with her and learnt to ride it, wobbling amongst the leaves and the roots. You have to get here early, really, to see it in its pomp, to sense the golden world that Shakespeare was on about, when the dogs aren't barking and the people aren't chattering, and you can almost hear the trees stretching themselves awake. And I know that Chloe is going to bring this forest, Sherwood, to life somehow, because it's inside her. I know it is. And she'll put it on the stage so that Shakespeare's play can weave around it. I'm very excited. Anyway, we should get going. Away from the skirts of this wild wood and follow the major oak trail, at least for the first bit of the walk. So that's what you need to look out for. The signs for that, the major oak trail, and not the other ones. Come on, let's start walking. I'm going to tell you something about my life, as well as something about the village and the forest, of course, because they're all intertwined. My father came here from Shropshire when Thoresby Pit was opened. He always said he'd go back there when he retired, he missed it that much. But he didn't. There were too many of us by then. His family had spread its branches and rooted him here. My mum came over a little later when he moved out of lodgings and into the house that was being built. She missed the countryside too, and they both said it was this, the forest, that saved them. It was more agricultural back then in the village, even with the pit. There was more of a sense of the season shaping people's lives. The October half term was known as potato picking week at Herbert's farm behind the school, and you always had to take your own bucket. Over at Winfield Farm, you'd have the Irish coming every year to strike and thin the sugar beet with the miners' wives who had come over from Mansfield Woodhouse. And, of course, All the village boys would troop off to one farm or another for the pea picking. Oh, things are so different now. What was it that Chekhov wrote in that story about the old medical professor? Summer comes and life changes. And it does. And these trees have seen it all. So many different people coming and going in their different clothes, with their different jobs and their different ways of thinking. But probably, really, wondering and worrying about the same kinds of things as we always have, as we always will. How we feel in our bodies, whether it's been a good day or not, our plans for the future, unless you've got to my age and have given up on all that. Anyway, you should come to a bench soon on your left. It should have a badger and an oak leaf and a robin carved into it. If you can, have a sit there and go to the next track.